My guest at this time is Frank Gaffney, former Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy in the Reagan administration. He is now the president of the Center for Security Policy and the host of Secure Freedom Radio. We want to get his reaction to the Obama administration announcing on Wednesday its intention of pursuing normal diplomatic relations with Cuba in the wake of the Cuban regime releasing aid worker Alan Gross and another American in exchange for the release of three convicted Cuban spies. So, what should be made of this major policy shift, and how might the impact go far deeper than just U.S.-Cuban relations? And Frank, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure as always, Greg.
Why do you think the president did what he did, and why do you think he did it now?
I think this fits a larger pattern that the president has engaged in since coming to office of switching sides, vis-a-vis basically America's enemies around the world and its friends. And the examples of this are legion. Of course, he'd been romancing the Russians from basically the get-go, the Chinese, more recently Iran, and now, of course, Cuba. Why he did it now? The Cubans are in desperate straits again. They, of course, lost their principal life support when the Soviet Union collapsed, after President Reagan essentially took them down. And they found Hugo Chavez to keep the Castro regime a going concern. He's gone, of course, and now under his successor, the Venezuelan government is bankrupt. And with the plummeting price of oil, neither the Russians nor the Venezuelans nor the Iranians are in a position to basically pick up the slack. And so I think that the president has stepped into the breach to save the Castro brothers and their repressive, authoritarian, indeed communist dictatorship.
So that's what's in it for Cuba. What does Obama see in it? Is it just that he's more sympathetic to that than previous administrations, or does he see some plus for the United States in all this?
Well, as I say, I think what's in it for him is he thinks that switching sides across the board is in, if not the interests of the United States, at least is consistent with his ambition fundamentally to transform this country. I don't think it is in the interests of the United States. I think that each of these changes, and I shouldn't have left out in that enumeration, of course, the whole Islamist set of adversaries we have, from the Taliban to Hamas and others in the Muslim Brotherhood, and of course not least Iran. But this is an agenda of his that I believe he is deeply committed to, and we will be reaping the whirlwind of it for years to come.
Frank, do you see a domino-type effect here? In other words, if U.S. dollars flow into Cuba, those dollars potentially flow to cash-strapped Venezuela. And, of course, we know Venezuela's got a pretty tight relationship with the Iranians, or at least they did when Chavez was still around. So how far do these tentacles reach, potentially?
I think that the efforts that the administration has made to relieve sanctions on Iran, now to begin the process of relieving sanctions on the Cubans. He's just expected to sign into law shortly sanction imposition legislation on Venezuela. But I think his expectation is that if he helps the Castro brothers, that will probably in the end benefit others who are associated with them, notably, but not exclusively, the Venezuelans as well.
Frank, the argument the president made, well, he made it on a couple different fronts today. Number one, he said the policy's been in place since before he was born, and it's time to look at this in a new way. Secondly, he said it's not working, largely because we're the only major country doing it. Most of the Western world does have fairly normal relations with Cuba, or at least closer ones than we currently do. And so our embargo is largely ineffective as a result of that. What's the facts on that, and how effective it's been?
Well, the policy has been in place for a long time, and it has not been as effective as we would like, in part because it's been undercut by others. But it is a principled position that has, I believe, materially restricted the danger that the Castros have been able to pose to our interests and our friends in this hemisphere. But again, to the extent that we have had people, including this president, over the years sort of trying to mitigate the pressure on the Cuban regime, it has enabled others to help prop it up. And now apparently it will include the United States propping it up. And that is a betrayal of the people of Cuba who I believe, many of them at least, yearn for freedom and have been denied it for, as long as this president has been alive.
The president says lifting this will actually shed more light and shine more light into Cuba of freedom, and much like engagement with China in the past, he believes that that would have the same effect. What do you think the effect of this will be on how the Cuban government treats its own people?
Well, let's be clear. Engagement with China has given rise to a nation that is now eating our lunch economically, has largely decimated our industrial base, and is accruing a military capacity to threaten us both in the region and, indeed, even here at home. I don't anticipate that even if we go directly to the aid of the Castro brothers that they'll get there, but it will, if that's the model, not produce transparency. It will produce a greater and extended period of time under which people who hate this country are able to remain in power, and people who would love to be friends of this country remain repressed. So far from being a good thing, I think this is a disaster across the board.
Frank, last topic, and it's one that's also getting quite a bit of attention today, and that's the swap that happened today. Everyone, of course, happy to see Alan Gross be freed and whoever this intelligence operative that was freed as well. However, three Cuban spies returned in exchange. And obviously this harkens back to the Bo Bergdahl episode from just a couple of months ago. What do you make of the administration once again going down that road?
Again, what we're seeing, as you say, is a pattern in which the United States, I think, is giving up far more than it gets. I'm delighted to see Alan released. It was a travesty that he was held by the communists in Cuba, and my heart goes out to him for the suffering that he's been exposed to for doing nothing but trying to help the people of Cuba be able to communicate. But giving up three convicted spies for him, as you say, before giving up five top Taliban commanders for a deserter. Well, the only thing that's worse, I guess, is giving up six jihadists out of Guantanamo Bay to Uruguay, which promptly turned them loose. In other words, these are bad deals, I think, for the United States. Even if you thought that ransoming people were a good policy, and I don't.
We'll leave it there for now. Thank you, as always, for your time and your insight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Frank Gaffney, former Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy in the Reagan administration. He's now the president of the Center for Security Policy and the host of Secure Freedom Radio. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.